When you leave a past relationship, it's almost like a rebirth. You discover where you are. And you have to rediscover who you are. And if you follow Christ, you have to discover whose you are. You have to set your identity in Christ. You know, coming out of a toxic relationship has just been a lot. That's the simplest way I can put it, a lot. You have to accept the fact that you were with someone who was jealous and envious and controlling and manipulative, covert in the way they did things, and that you didn't actually perceive it. And as you're learning yourself and coming into who you are, you're in denial as well because they were so covert. And they're doing everything. All their focus, energy is pulling on you, pulling on your energy, your spirit, to come back. And you know it's not the place for you. But who wants to start over? Who wants to begin again? But at the same time, it's like you're fighting within yourself for another person. I'm fighting with me for you. Because one side is telling me it's time to move on. And another side is telling me, who wants to start over? But I'd rather begin something new. Because the old seems distant and cold. The old was lonely and dark. And I refuse to go back to what it was. Because it wasn't me. I refuse to be silent. I refuse to be humble to man. I will submit before God and be humble under God, but not to man, especially man that's trying to dominate me. And I don't mean man just in a sense of a physical man, but humans in general. Unless God asks me to submit, I won't do it again. I won't sacrifice myself. Let me be clear. I won't sacrifice myself for another person ever again. I won't silence my voice. I won't be stagnant. I won't water myself down to fit in amongst the crowd. I won't stand at the back of the crowd. If I walk into the room and the atmosphere shifts because I am there, I know that's the place I'm supposed to be. I refuse to let others intimidate me because I intimidate them and I don't even know it. And I'm going to stand on word. I am who the I am says that I am. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and never again beneath. I am blessed when I go in and I am blessed when I come out. I am a lender and never again a borrower. I am standing firm in Christ. I'm learning that everybody can't go with you. Everybody you love, family, friends, the people that you love the most is who the enemy sends to tear you down. They tear you down secretly behind your back to others. They make you question who you are. They make you think that you are them and they are you. That's why they say destiny swap. You question everything about what you do, how you talk, how you walk, what you wear. And I'll forever choose me now. I can no longer choose someone else who willingly choose themselves over me every time. Every single time. It's about their feelings, their emotions, mind you. in a sense, you're chasing this person to get them to talk about their feelings and what's going on, and being a problem solver, being a therapist, being a nurse, being a cook, being a maid, being a lover. At some point, you got to learn how to choose you. And that's okay. At some point, you got to walk away and begin again. Be who God has purposed you to be, called you to be. Stand firm in your truth, unapologetically. And I choose me this time. I choose me because I want it to stop with me. I want to break generational curses. Do I want revenge in the beginning? Yes. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say I was praying on their downfall, but I wanted them to feel what I felt. To go through what I went through. To understand where I came from. But I'm starting to begin, and that's their fear all along. People will belittle you. They will demean you. They will break you down just so you don't see who you are as a person in the spirit. Because when you walk away, your favor goes with you. They're left in that cold, dark, distant, lonely place that they placed you in. That's why they call it destiny swapping. Don't let nobody pull you down to their level. It's time to stand up, sis. It's time to stand up, brother. Like, it's time. You got to stand up for yourself. Declare the word over your life. Walk in purpose. Even if you don't know what it is, walk into the room like you own it. You are a blood-bought believer. I'm sorry, I had to encourage myself as well as you today. Because it's not easy to start over. It's not easy to rediscover who you are aside from your life. You as a person. God has refined me so much. I'm dust at this point. But I'm going to take all the time that it takes to put the pieces together, back together. And I have help. God gives me strength. In my weakness, He is strong. And I refuse to believe that it's over. He didn't bring me this far to leave me. God said He will never leave you nor forsake you. And I choose me. And with me choosing me, I choose Christ. I choose to be a living example and sacrifice. Met with anger, I return love. Because that's who I've always been. And that's the hard part. You have to guard your heart. And use your discernment to see who God wants you to be open with. Who God wants you to experience a word with. Whether you're receiving or taking. Every interaction counts. I'm learning that God has called me to speak. And those that are for me will be here. And those that are not will probably mock and ridicule, and that's okay. I was built for this, baby. I've been through too much for somebody to stop me from speaking now. I've discovered my voice, and I'm never going to let it go. But with this, I have to learn when to speak and when not to. When you've had to fight so much, when you're coming out of survival mode, everything seems like a challenge. Everything needs to be spoken on. But I'm learning how to bridle my tongue. Or Lord is bridling it for me till I have the self-control, the discipline to know when and how and where and who. And I'm okay with that. He has given me a vision for what my life is supposed to be. And though, everything around me says the opposite. Though everything around me screams I'm not worthy, that I'm still in this dark place, that I'm still being controlled, that I'm naive, that I'm silenced, that I'm still broken and hurt. I know whose I am and the identity I have inherited through Christ Jesus. And that's the only thing that's solid right now for me. When things get rocky and I feel like I'm on a roller coaster, I look to him. I speak to him. I talk to him. That firm foundation, that safe place, that secret place, that place I call home, that place that allows me to express and be who I am freely. For who the Son has set free is free indeed. And I refuse to be shackled again. It's hard to discover who you are. But I can't stop. Because if I stop, I stop in darkness. I can't lay down. All I can do is look for that light and walk in it. You know, I used to think that God was all light, but you know how many beautiful things are born in the darkness? When a seed is planted into the ground, it dies. It's in dark, cold soil. And then it's a rebirth. And it shows you all the things that was on the inside. Everything. Something so powerful. And I don't think people understand how beautiful a seed is. You have everything you need on the inside of you. All you have to do is step out and take that chance. And you will guarantee be successful if you do it with Christ. I've been in so many dark places. And it's taught me so many different things. I feel like each experience has prepared me for something in the future, my present now. And if I had to do it again, I would do it again. No hesitation. I used to ask God, why? And I'm understanding that it was all for purpose. Resilience. Heart posture. My character is beautiful. My spirit is so bright. And I'm a beautiful person. I care for others. I have compassion. I have patience. I have love. I have joy. I have peace. Even in the midst of chaos, I have peace in Christ. So, to encourage you, rediscover who you are in Christ. It's a beautiful experience. Let the past go. Leave it all. Yes, it is hard to start over. It's not easy, but it's beautiful. Don't rush the process. Just go through it. Because you can't go around it. You can't go underneath it. You can't go over it. Go through it. You learn things about yourself. You learn the tools necessary for the upcoming battles. It teaches you how to fight. So thank you on this episode of On This Side of the Table. I think we definitely shook this one.